Chapter 1. A man of middle age, with a large drooping mustache and brooding eyes, hunched over the steering wheel and gripped the rim anxiously as he maneuvered his car up a mountain road that was narrow, unpaved, and tortuous. Unaccustomed to mountain driving, he found it a blood-curdling ordeal. On one side of the road, the mountain rose in a solid wall of craggy rock. On the other side, it dropped off sharply, without benefit of guardrail, and it was narrowed further by fallen rocks at the base of the cliff. The driver kept to the middle of the road and clenched his teeth at each hairpin turn, pondering his options if another vehicle were to come hurtling downhill around a blind curve. A head-on collision? A crash into the cliff? A plunge into the gorge? To aggravate the tension, there were two passengers in the back seat who protested as only Siamese cats can do. It was late in the day, and the gas gauge registered less than a quarter full. For almost 2 hours, Jim Quillerin had been driving on mountain passes, snaking around triple S curves, blowing the horn at every hairpin turn, making the wrong decision at every fork in the road. There were no directional signs, no habitations where he might inquire, no motorists to flag down for help, no turnouts where he could pull over in an effort to get his bearings and collect his wits. The situation had all the elements of a nightmare, although Quillerin was totally awake. So were the two in the back seat, bumping about in their carrier as the car swerved and jolted, all the while airing their protests in ear-splitting howls and nerve-wracking shrieks. "Shut up!" he bellowed at them, a reprimand that only increased the volume of the clamor. "We're lost! Where are we? Why did we ever come to this damned mountain?" It was a good question, and one day soon he would know the answer. Meanwhile, he was frantically pursuing a non-stop journey to nowhere. 2 weeks before, Quillerin had experienced a sudden urge to go to the mountains. He was living in Moose County, a comfortably flat fragment of terrain in the northernmost reaches of the lower 48, more than 1,000 miles away from anything higher than a hill. The inspiration came to him while celebrating a significant event in his life. After 5 years of legal formalities that had required him to live in Moose County, he had officially inherited the Klingenshain fortune, and he was now a certified billionaire with holdings reaching from New Jersey to Nevada. During his 5 years in Pickaxe City, the county seat, he had won over the natives with his genial disposition and his streak of generosity that constantly benefited the community. Strangers passing him on the street went home and told their families that Mr. Q had said good morning and raised his hand in a friendly salute. Men enjoyed his company in the coffee houses. Women went into raptures over his flamboyant mustache and shivered at the doleful expression in his hooded eyes, wondering what past experience had saddened them.